This week we are concluding our labor-intensive summer series, California Dreamin'. Every week we've brought you stories from the Golden State about how the economic slowdown is affecting all of us all across the country. We've based it in California because 1 in 9 Americans lives here, and the California Dream is really a version of the American Dream. A little more sun and sand thrown in for good measure. So now, part of the quintessential California Dream is making it as an actor or as a musician. We have asked struggling musicians from all over the U.S. to send us their original California song to end this series. California, here I come. There are a lot of struggling musicians out there, and we've heard from them. California, on this day of winter, California. Thanks to all who submitted their work. This was a tough decision, but we have picked a winner. That's Quinn Kizo's Los Angeles, and every single sound that you heard, Quinn recorded right here in L.A.
Obviously, there's a lot more to L.A. and a lot more to California than what you are hearing. But everything you are hearing right now and every single noise you've heard in the past 3 minutes was recorded in L.A. with one microphone, the one I'm holding right now.
Madeline and I spoke with Quinn last week. Quinn, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about where you're from. You're from Wisconsin, and why you moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah, I'm from Wisconsin, and I moved to Los Angeles with a band a couple years ago with three of my best friends. We all loaded into our 24-foot shuttle bus, put all our stuff in there, and basically left with a little bit of money, no jobs, no place to live, all of our instruments. We didn't really know how to go about it in Los Angeles. It was kind of experimental rock, and we just didn't know how to do that and be popular in L.A. So then that's when I started kind of working on music on my own.
You described yourself in an email to us as an audio recordist and adventurer. You said you'd created this song, and it's not a song like most people are going to associate with songs. Where did you come up with this idea?
You know, where I'm from, I grew up in a town of 3,000 people, so days are really quiet there. You know, you can hear a lawnmower across town, and that's about it. So when I got to Los Angeles, it was just like, knock me on my heels with sound.
So then you get yourself a microphone and some kind of recording device, and you go out there, and tell us how you actually made this song.
I decided to just go all over the place, and I went down to, like, the very downtown areas where they had the warehouses and train yards, and I recorded that stuff, and then I would just sit at the bus stop and wait for the bus to come.
And then
the
you looped some of the beats?
Yeah, that's the tough part. I looped the subway. If you've ever been on the Los Angeles subway, the train makes this great noise when it slows down. It sounds like strings. It sounds like violins. There were other things, like I was up on Hollywood Boulevard, and if you've ever been on Hollywood Boulevard, that sidewalk is crazy. It's shiny, and it really sounds weird when you walk on it. And I got this great recording of a woman walking by in high heels, and I looped that, and that's basically what set the tempo for the song. She was walking at this really quick pace, and I cut it, and I found a place where I could loop it, and then I built the whole song around this woman walking in high heels.
You know, you said people could try this at home, and I wonder if other musicians would really go about trying this if they knew how much work you put into this. I read the notes. I mean, you had 80 hours in the studio working on this, plus hours and hours of time spent making the recordings.
After I did this, I went to Europe, and I did it all over Europe in cities that I'm still working on. I was there for 6 weeks, and I just recorded the entire time in like London and Paris and Barcelona and Madrid and all these great cities. I knew that the sounds there would be entirely different than they were in Los Angeles. The streets are made of different things. The buildings are different widths apart. You know, they have different engines in their cars. The people speak a different language. There's a totally different culture. So I knew that it would be really different. But like you said, I mean, I'm still... this is over a year later, and I'm still sifting through all of this noise that I have from Europe. I mean, so it definitely is very labor-intensive, but it's a lot of fun. It's what I enjoy.
Well, excellent. You're in Wisconsin. It's the end of the summer. Are you coming back to California?
Yes, I will be back. I'm actually taking the train from Wisconsin to Los Angeles, which is going to be quite an experience, I think, 2 days on a train.
And you'll be recording on that train trip, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Audio recordist and adventurer, California Dreamer, winner of the Day-to-Day Musical Challenge, Quinn Kiso. Quinn, thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you guys very much, and thank you. I really like being on the show.
Okay, and I have to say, I have really liked listening to the California Dreamin' series.
Me too. And, you know, I learned a lot doing some of the stories and listening. We kicked off this series way back in June, it seems so long ago, with this. Our first story was about how people were selling their gold and other valuable possessions just to pay their mortgages and other essentials. We heard from people going elsewhere to find their California dream.
You know, Andy and Barney are not North Carolina anymore.
How could we talk about California without talking about, wow, marijuana? We reported on the fight between the state and the feds over medical marijuana and just how much money California brings in taxing it.
I've stopped getting regular pedicures.
And finally, I want to give a big shout out to Shireen Meraji for producing this series and contributing one piece on how the dream of looking hot is being affected by the economy.
I have a long commute to work, and paying for gas trumps getting my toenails polished.
So instead of pedicures, Shireen made sure we looked hot on the web. She oversaw the creation and implementation of the California Dreamin' blog. It's called Daydreaming, and that blog will morph, well, you know, actually it already has. It's morphed into the show's permanent blog, and you can check it out, contribute, read, do whatever, npr.org/daydreaming.
Yeah, you know, every time I look on there, your posts, and you've got a lot of them, they get a lot more comments than mine. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Okay, well, log on and please comment on Alex's postings. He's getting a little lonely. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.